With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump took a whirlwind swing through Ohio and Kentucky today, visiting a pharmaceutical plant in Cincinnati and attacking a GOP congressman in Kentucky. Trump says the U.S. economy is booming, arguing that shocks from the military action against Iran are only short-term.
We did a little excursion. We had to take this little couple of weeks, few weeks of excursion, but it's been incredible. Our military is unbelievable, the job they're doing. I would say, to put it mildly, way ahead of schedule. We've knocked out their Navy, their military in all forms. We've knocked out just about everything there is, including their leadership, twice.
The president then headed to a packing plant in Hebron, Kentucky, in Thomas Massie's 4th Congressional District. The president has endorsed the incumbent's primary opponent, Ed Gallrain. The war in Iran has become a battle of will between the three main combatants.
The ongoing Israeli-American war on Iran is boiling down to one key question: who can take the pain the longest? The world's economy is increasingly being affected by the fact that Iran is targeting oil infrastructure in the Gulf Arab states. Iran also has attacked ships in the crucial Strait of Hormuz, that's the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which about a fifth of all natural gas and oil traded passes. There's also a lot of the world's fertilizer that moves through there as well.
Correspondent Jonathan Gambrell reporting. Tornadoes have killed at least two people in northwest Indiana and leveled buildings in Kankakee, Illinois. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 289 points, the NASDAQ rose 19, the S&P 500 down by 5. This is SRN News. A pro-life organization is spending big in Ohio, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A $3.2 million Get Out the Vote campaign is being launched in the Buckeye State by Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America and the Women Speak Out PAC. The goal is to knock on the doors of 500,000 Ohio homes, urging residents to vote for pro-life candidates in the looming midterm elections. Organizers say the campaign will also include digital advertising, voter contact mail, and an early vote campaign as Election Day draws near. Michael Harrington reporting.
Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon has signed a ban on abortion as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, generally at about 6 weeks gestation. The signing makes Wyoming the fifth state to ban abortions at that stage of pregnancy, along with Florida, Georgia, Iowa, and South Carolina. 13 other states bar abortion at all states of pregnancy, with some exceptions. SRN News. It looks like Iran's soccer team will be competing in the World Cup. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
FIFA expects Iran's national team will be allowed to come to the United States to compete in the World Cup this summer. There's been some doubt about Iran's participation because of the war. The head of FIFA spoke with President Trump this week and received assurances that the Iranian team would be permitted to come to the U.S. Iran is scheduled to play its first game in California on June 15th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Texas man has been executed for fatally stabbing his girlfriend and her 8-year-old son nearly 13 years ago. Cedric Ricks received a lethal injection Wednesday evening at the state penitentiary in Huntsville as another survivor of the attack looked on. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.